Hello and welcome to the third bonus episode titled Parenting Your Business. I'm your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart. If this is the first episode of The Modern Manager that you're listening to, or if you haven't yet listened to an episode that starts with PYB, please note that this is not a typical episode. Regular episodes start with a number, and in those, I talk about and interview guests on a really wide variety of topics related to being a rockstar manager with a thriving team. In these bonus Parenting Your Business episodes, I discuss my experiences as a parent and a manager and the similarities and differences that I've discovered, as well as what I've learned along the way. So today's episode is titled Halloween Costume Confusion. Now let's get to it.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart.
Halloween was already a few weeks ago, and for those of you who know me well, you know I'm an avid crafter. If there is an opportunity to make something, I am on it. Crazy birthday cakes, knitted baby hats, crocheted baby blankets, calligraphy play settings. Crafting is a serious hobby of mine. And one place where it really comes out is Halloween. Since my kids were born, I have been making their Halloween costumes. We have been a farmer, bunny, and baby carrot. My kids were Word Girl and Captain Huggy Pants one year. Those were the best. They've been Bumblebees and Descendants characters, Mal, Evie, and I joined them as Maleficent. Last year was really the first time that they were old enough to help me. And this year, I really wanted my kids to take more ownership over their costumes and really participate in creating them. One value I want to instill in my children is that they can make anything they want. You don't need to spend a lot of money to buy something new. You can figure out how to create it yourself. And in the process of doing that, you learn all kinds of skills. How to analyze what you're looking at and take it apart into components. Creative problem solving for how to produce a similar effect but with limited equipment or supplies. Time management, since there are multiple steps to get your costume finished, but you need it done in time to wear it for Halloween. No one wants to go out with wet paint still drying. One of my daughters decided to be Harley Quinn, a character from Marvel Comics, and Harley wears pants which have one red leg and one black leg. So we bought two pairs of leggings, a black one and a red one, and I showed her how to cut them so that we could overlap the fabric in the center and sew them together. I showed her how to follow the center line when she was stitching, and then let her get on with it while I helped my other daughter. So she started stitching, and when she was done, she called me over to show me her finished work. She did an amazing job stitching along the center line. But sadly, she had gone through all four layers of the fabric, so the pants were now stitched clothes. It had seemed obvious to me to only stitch through the first two layers, so I hadn't mentioned it to her. But somehow, either as a new sewer, or, to be honest, just a kid who didn't give it that much thought, she wasn't paying attention to holding the front and the back parts of the pants apart while she stitched. She did what was easy, and she focused on what I had told her to, on following that center line. So we laughed about what she did, and we carefully removed the stitches so that she could do it again, although partway through I took over since she got bored. But while I was stitching, it got me thinking. When do I make assumptions that aren't accurate? When do I think of something as obvious when maybe it's not so for others? When do I put too much emphasis on one part and maybe neglect another part, even though they're equally important? And how can I bring that lighthearted learning moment mentality to my own work? So instead of getting frustrated with myself by a poor decision in my management skills, I can actually see it as a learning opportunity. And lastly, should I be taking over the sewing or should I have left it to her to finish later? Thanks for listening to this third episode of Parenting Your Business. If you liked it or you can relate and have your own stories where you find connections between being a manager and a parent, please shoot me a note at mamie@mamieks.com or leave a review on iTunes. I plan to release these bonus episodes every few weeks, so stay tuned for more. Thanks for listening.